time for that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Mellow Angela. And I guess that's it.
Wait, can you hear me?
Oh, I can now.
Hi, it's Houston. How y'all doing? Woo-hoo. Okay.
Wow. Anyway, welcome to Glitz and Glamour.
It's been a while, guys. Miss you a little bit. Strong a little bit, though.
But, yeah, I'm glad to be back. And we have hot new topics, of course. So let's go ahead and get started with our gossip. I'm not about to play. Before we go into gossip, today's topic is idolizing someone's relationship based on pictures, social media, a good or a bad thing? Like, is that acceptable or is that not? But we'll get into that later. So, back to today's gossip. So, unfortunately, I have not been watching Love and Hip Hop New York because it's like the worst one. And it's like extremely stupid. However, I caught it yesterday, and just as I expected, stupid. Of course, now Peter wants to give Amina a ring. The man always wants to love you when it's too late. Rich finally went off on Johnny Blaze.
Yeah. Wait, speaking of gossip, I've seen Johnny Blaze laid up with, I think it was Rich Homie Quan. Rich Homie Quan.
That's fucking filthy.
She be with everybody. Oh, she got some mouth.
Speaking of Rich
Homie
Quan, what's up with that little dumbass duck dance he been doing? Like, that's not cute.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You ain't missing shit. It's foolish. And so many aspects. Like, that dance is like, I don't even know what to say. And he keeps doing it. Like, it's the right thing to do. And people are actually feeding into the shit. That's what's pissing me off. It looks.
Yeah.
It looks, okay? There's not a right thing to say.
Everybody got time for that.
That's too much. I haven't caught the episodes from this week because we have to transfer our cable to the new place. So, anywho. But it's stupid. Is it just me or is it just dumb as hell?
No, it's not like, dumb as hell.
There's too much stupidity. I'm tired of it. Oh, speaking of gossip, anyway, because they it's not much to say about them anymore. But Lil Mo, she's pregnant. So her and her husband is expecting Lil Mo. And she is so pretty pregnant. She had this, Girl, probably seven. She had this new shot. It wasn't all that cute, but it was like a half picture, so maybe it was better as a full picture. But with her dress and pregnant, she's very pretty. But I thought that her and her husband were getting a divorce, but she's like 7 months, not 7 months pregnant, that's somebody else. She's pregnant, though, but it's cute. Congratulations, Lil Mo. And congratulations on this, I guess, what they call it? When they get your marriage together. It's not, reconcilable.
Get your marriage together? Shit.
Reconcilable, because it's irreconcilable when you're getting a divorce because of irreconcilable differences. So if you're able to work it out, I think it's called reconcilable. Anyway.
Okay.
<yeah. laughs>
Okay.
Okay, so
I'm sorry,
back,
but that was funny for whatever reason.
Why? Because I'm calling?
I'm not really sure why. No, I'm talking about you trying to figure out
the word
reconcilable or irreconcilable.
Y'all, for real, I'm going to get my vocabulary game up, like, forreal.com/ for real.
Well,
you know what I've been seeing lately, too, is this whole, I'm trying to fight back and call, hold on. On social media and all that, like, people be like, for real, they be putting this FR. When did that start?
I'm not really sure, but I think it's It's different. I mean,
I
it's an abbreviation for everything these days.
Yeah, didn't I text you that today? I was like, for real, or was it yesterday? But that was
I'm
cool.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know, but I was like, oh, that's cool. For real, then they
got not really. That's
TF
why people can't pronounce
fuck.
Stuff and they don't know how to
that's
spell
why people
it
are
because
dumb.
Everybody is abbreviating stuff. Spell out your text messages and such so you don't forget how to spell basic words, please. It's
yeah, you know what?
Okay.
That would be a good topic, too. And I'm sure fans would have a lot to say about that. But it does make people dumb. Text messages, electronics nowadays are making people dumb. But the killing part about it is there's so many apps that you can just learn from your electronic device. While people sitting there with their phone glued to their hand, they could be reading a dictionary, they could be doing math problems, they could be reading anything, watching the news, anything. But they'd rather be on Instagram, Snapchat, Chat, Kick, Facebook. Like, come
it's
on now.
Way more fun.
Because those are way more fun. Yeah. But I don't get the Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat?
Yeah, I am on Snapchat, but I don't know how to use it, so don't worry about following
yeah.
me yet.
Yeah, because I got one, too. I've been having one for about a year now, and I don't know however long. It has been a year, a half year. I don't know, but I don't always know how to do it. I don't know what you're supposed
that's
to do. And I'm not, you know, I'm not very talkative and all that with people anyway, so ain't that Snapchat? You did a video? Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you okay? You had a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I wanted to watch the Keisha Cole show, but I haven't gotten a chance to catch up on that.
That's stupid. That's stupid. I didn't caught everything.
But I
ain't nobody got time for
watch,
that.
I did watch Black Ink, and that was pretty. It was a pretty decent episode of Black Ink. They get better. It's not all filled with drama like it used to be. So that's one show that I can say I can actually continue watching, at least for now.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit has got to be the dumbest man walking earth.
Yeah, he's got to. I mean, but it all makes sense now. He clearly has an addiction. At first, I thought he was just being careless and ignorant. But
yeah, I thought he was just like,
figuring out
really
that,
don't care?
Yeah, after figuring out that he had an addiction, it kind of makes more sense. Sometimes, you know, addictions, like, they're kind of uncontrollable to a certain extent. But
yeah, it'll make you do some real stupid shit.
You know, he did go to rehab and get himself together, and so far so good. Minus his ex-roommate and baby mama fighting and jumping out of taxis and getting feet ran over and dumb shit like that.
Yes.
But, hey, I guess, you know, it happens to the best of them. Being Mary Jane is on. I'm not going to be able to watch it until after the show, but that's still one of my favorite shows. There's a whole lot that goes on in that show that I can relate to. I think that's why it's my favorite show.
She's not so explicit. Explicit.
Yeah, she is not. Like, her last season, she was going off.
It was like, I know you and Dwayne ain't together right now. The view is turnedup.com/.org, goddamn. Because she was like, it was no turning back. It was like, damn, is this storyline porn? What's going on? But anyway.
Because it was looking like borderline porn for a minute.
For real.
But I guess, hey, that happened. That happened.
Mm-hmm. Who else got some drama in the city? Oh, I don't know if I wouldn't do a show last week. Okay, so Lil Wayne. Everybody knows that Lil Wayne and Drake are supposedly suing or, I know, pretty much beefing with Birdman about some money that's owed to them. And now Birdman has this whole thing where he's with Young Thug and his old boo don't matter no more or whatever, or what have you. So Young Thug is deciding to name his album Carter Six.
I saw that.
And Ray Janae was like, you know, she had some comments to say about it, pretty much, you know, that was stupid, childish. You know, why would you even do that? You're not on my daddy's level. You could never be on his level. You know, you gotta get your life together. When it come down to Dwayne and Toya, but So, Young Thug, like, you already know the most in America. We don't know if you're gay. We don't know if you're just trying to be seen. We don't know if you Birdman's new booty.
Boyfriend.
We don't know. We just don't know with you. You have pictures where you have on the tutu dress and the half shirts that we should be wearing. You have the red polish that made me go and get my nails red. Don't make me call. Young Thug, we just need you to sit down. Your hair is already nappy enough. And all this extra you're doing, it's just too much. Oh, and these are the latest
Wait,
pictures. He's doing like he's blowing a kiss in a picture. Okay,
he's
turn it off. We talking. Turn it off. He's blowing out. Like
that was because you were. That's because you were saying he was questionable, so I played the questionable music.
No, that said that music like hurry up, you run out of time.
That was the joke about she trying to figure out what Young Thug is. So sorry, put the Jeopardy music on because that's why every time you watch it, I did the same thing too. Like, okay, what's going on with this dude?
I think everybody
questionable.
Everybody does it. It's just, you know, if you want to be seen, you want to be different. There's other ways to go about doing that. Oh, did y'all see? Is her name Miss Ellis Ross, Diana Ross' daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she had that video when she, you know, sometimes she go over people's phones.
She be trying
and,
to
rap
like him.
Yes, and girl, she was like, she said, I don't fuck with the bitch, she can't get me hard. Wait, hold on, she can't get you hard? I don't think that's her problem. It seems like there's something wrong with you. Why can't she get you hard? What is that about?
Girl,
she
be cracking me up, like, for real.
She is hilarious. She was like, something is so wrong with that. Like, I don't get it. Like, the same things that everybody else said in the song, like, I love that song to death, but it's some questionable lyrics in there. She even questions them. So, come on now. Everybody ain't just saying you gay. Like, I had this one friend. He was like, that nigga ain't gay. He just want to be different. He want to be seen. You gay for saying he ain't gay. That nigga is gay.
I mean,
there's
and
no
I don't think it would necessarily be anything wrong with him being gay. I mean, because, you know, they
people are gay.
Out.
It is what it is.
People
yeah.
are gay. But it's pretty
yeah.
suspect when you try to act like you're not.
Mm-hmm. And when your nails are red, you got half shirts on, you blowing kisses and pictures, and you just doing the most. Like, then he was like, what he said? What'd he say? Somebody, I ain't got AIDS, I swear to God, I'm going to bleed. Some shit like that. And it's kind of like, no offense, because you might be able to crack some hard jokes on me, but I don't know. You do look like you were walking something. Forgive me. But you might have something. But I digress. Anyway, next gossip topic. Who else is in this thing just embarrassing themselves in this world? What other shows on TV? We did the
none that I actually watched.
One Kish Cole. So Empire.
You know, you're talking about Born Kish Cole.
Empire. I'm so sorry, y'all. I can't stop calling.
Well, Basketball Wives should be coming on again soon. I heard they were filming for it, so it should be coming back soon.
I'm still, you know what? I'm really burnt out with reality.
But wait,
No,
you gotta hold that thought because we're going to a music break. We'll be back.
All right.
Ladies, Shaman, Marcella Scott, TFPD, everything is a go.
Oh, girl, I'm feeling it. Yes, girl, you killing it. When you step on the scene, girl, you stealing it. Yes, you get the part, my. You know you a star, huh? 5-star quality. Do I qualify to be with you in the limelight? That's where I wanna be. Just to be a confidant, final piece to your puzzle. I wanna add to your shot, be the whole world blind. Do I take my place to stand in line? I just wanna be a feature. Baby, I just wanna be a feature. Baby, you're the star of the show. Baby, you're the star of the show. I just wanna be a feature. Baby, I just wanna be a feature. Baby, you're the star of the show. Baby, you're the star. stuff for you and treat ya. You won't have to want for nothing, and that's how I'ma keep ya. Placed in the finest, exotic jewels, fine diamonds, paparazzi taking pictures. Mommy, you the hot topic. Everybody speculate when and if we're gonna be. No, let's not disappoint. Give them what they wanna see. Girl, you the hottest thing to ever hit the movie scene. Already know what I wanna be.
I just wanna be a feature. Baby, I just wanna be a feature. They got a nigga spending time, and we all out in public, let the world know your mind. The baby on the grind might put a nigga down. New shoes, new fit, shit, she help a player shine. And baby girl is dime, so I treat her like a star. I'm just trying to be a feature, all eyes on her.
Say this rap, this shit gon' bring me limelight. And I don't care, long as the source give me 5 mics. And I can really give a damn about the nightlife. Long as the fam good, long as my mom's right. And lately I've been paying close attention to people who say they want the best for me. As if they really know what's best for me. As if they know the day-to-day with these whack rappers like stress for me. But when you kill like Denzel, the rest glory. Lyric-wise, they see me peeking. When you drive, be like Kyrie, they reaching. Every other rapper you listen to, only decent. Plus the chicks your peep on IG probably kicked it with me recently. So chill, nigga. Major labels see that you for real, nigga. So they gon' have to deal with you or do a deal with you. Either way, everybody see you as a meal ticket. And to deal with it all, you probably got some pills with you. This the life that we live in. Money over fame. Laugh when you get it. It's funny how they change. Who would've knew? Nerd in school. Pulling hoes off haikus never heard in school. A nerve of you to say that I'm acting different. I sent you the music, I told you to listen. I sat and waited for your opinion, knowing you wouldn't get it. Looking at what I look like moving out the hood to move back. No grind, grind. I'm probably the realest nigga walking around with pens and pencils. Thought we knew by now prison's a business and we just buying into it. No different than Polo and Jordans. We better off buying and bombing fluid. Sticking it in, dead or not. Teacher moving on if you read or not. Everybody swear they getting to the check. Last I checked, I lost respect for you niggas. Ain't nothing left for you niggas. I wish the best for you niggas. Probably wouldn't bet on you niggas. Hey babe, pack your bags, we taking a trip. Everybody do it these days. Favorite rapper fall off, but don't nobody boo it these days. Cool with it these days. Taking L's, fake LL, Cool J. Remember when men like women and women like men? It's different now. Men like women and women like men. Tripping, they don't get it. They don't hit a city in them. They don't
don't know it's still the same old, just a little different. They don't know it's still tipping in them. Still wood grain gripping, still double cup love sipping. Kill them young niggas, no time for combo. But still run the land where they drive slow. The wet paint dripping, the car sit low. But the rim so tall that you gotta get it lifted at least 6 inches. And if you ain't gonna put the lady by the grill, dog, at least get a tenant. At least get the Bobby Brown inside the tie so Whitney. That's gonna make the haters wanna witness. The hoes fall victim, but this right here is for the critics. Every mention that say I'm a decent writer, but then glorify every nigga that eat behind me. Your girl, she a groupie, she rolling my people like her. But me, I'm kinda picky, no Peter Piper. These days, hoes shaped like a pack of pickled peppers. Run, you pick them better, nigga. Dig it on your shit, your girl belly bigger. Grandma pass, if I get past this, I'll be a better nigga. Barely, these niggas barely know. Valley grown, new nigga killing this, it don't feel like no talent show. Closer to the edge, I'm just trying to stay cool, daddy. Fresh pair of Nike, still searching for new balance. I got a new challenge. Every other rapper that you gather, or you rather be faster than fast, I speed past them. Adios, sauce, Vamanos, the team got me. I'm like King Joffy, Joe for no hope for these niggas, I'm no joke. They call it sauce dripping, I call it soul glow. These niggas doing them all. Me, I'm like most deaf, so deaf that I probably should have signed a so-so. I'm ghost on you niggas, bye.
Walk in the party, say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup, bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop my molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup, bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop my molly, then we turn up, turn up.
Step through the door, I'm already on. Three shots to the head, I'm already gone. Red cup in my hand, drinks a rock straight up. Yeah. And if your girl up in here, boy, I wouldn't wake up. Cause I done got my weight up. And she fucking love it, she fucking love it. She spreading all of that hate, but I think nothing of it. I'm so above it. High life plus fast life. Fuck you and your life. Young Kel and Sean P, we just might fuck your wife. I beat it up, she call me Ike. She rollin' like Miss Turner. X-Buck, no link, bruh. You don't know I'm a learner. That liquor got me good. You know I'm feeling great. We blowin' on some good. I just passed a cloud 8. Catch me up in the sky, boy. Turns up so hot, boy. Fly young nigga, perfect skin, get her. No, you can't get her, my nigga, that's mine, boy. She fuck me in her mind, boy. I tell her, bring her friends too. Let's turn up, turn up. With you, your friends, and young crew, yeah.
Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up, turn up.
A party ain't a party till we hit that motherfucker. Your bitch winking at me like we fucking knew each other. I ball out with my team like the Lakers or the Thunder. You fall out with your chick, now she hit me on the under.
I'm about to get her turned up. She say she need a molly. I call her, see where I can find one. She feel it all in her body. But in a few minutes, she about to feel me. Her head game and kill me. I can't lie, I'm straight to sleep. And fuck a pussy nigga if he hatin' on me. See him in the club, conversations only. You ain't about that life, boy, you know you phony. That's why I stay one deep, turn up by my lonely. And fuck a pussy nigga who ain't feeling me. Your main bitch tuning in and listening. She follow me on Twitter and she kicking me. She like all my Instagram pictures faithfully.
Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up, turn up.
Rolling up the window, we boxing up that endo. Everybody faded, wait till I drop the single. Yes,
burn up. You know I'm finna turn up. The youngin' screaming murder. Yeah, you gon' learn today. No, I beat the mic like I did anime. Initials SP, but games I don't play. Look, the only time I'm running is on the runway. If I'm gonna get turned up, I do it my way. Hashtag crown, I'm coming with that H-Town underground sound.
Walking in the party, staples up, feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She poppin' Molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walking in the party, staples up, feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a Molly, then we turn up, turn up.
And we're back. I'm not going to tell y'all that I didn't realize the song was going off because I was eating some Zaps, kettle chips, the Voodoo. I was crunching so hard, y'all. I ain't had nothing. I ain't had nothing but me crunching.
That's greedy. Them chips good, though.
I know.
Like, my crunch was on
chips is real live Voodoo. Sometimes it's so far. If you have
okay,
not tried
guys.
Them Voodoo chips, go cop
yeah.
your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Cop your bag or two. Matter of fact, go ahead and take 3 bags, because I'm sure you're going to eat that whole bag within the next hour.
True.
So go and fill yourself some gas and get a couple bags.
That's funny. Okay, so, hey guys, we're back. So we're going to go ahead and get into our topic. And again, our topic is, you know, should you pretty much idolize the relationship that you see? Get your ass out of here.
He was so late.
This late as hell. No, but today's topic is idolizing someone's relationship based on pictures. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and speak on this first. I don't think it's okay. It's not all right. That's, you know, I think that saying is like, you're just not supposed to do it.
You're so serious about that.
Because you're not. That's just like, you know, wanting what somebody else has. You know, that's a sin to want what your neighbor has. It's the same thing. And at the same time, like, a picture can look one way. You can pose for a picture. You can pretend like you're happy in a picture. But that is
mm-hmm.
not real life. You know, like, I mean, sometimes you can't hide how you truly feel. But if the
mm-hmm.
price is right, you can hide it. Okay? Because these celebrities be acting like they happy as shit. And with they getting paid to be in these magazines, I act like I'm happy with your ass too. So
yeah, they are good. Them celebrities is a good example, like for real, for real.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they quick to say, TMZ lying. 9 times out of 10, TMZ ain't lying. Sorry.
Really not. You see what happened to Rihanna and Chris Brown? We thought they were so happy, so cute, and in love until we saw that he whooped her ass in that car.
She
and then all of a sudden, don't nobody
ass.
Wants a Chris and Rihanna relationship no more.
But look,
nobody wants
he whooped her ass so bad, everybody felt like she had to do something for it. Like, she, what did she do? What, Rihanna, what you do? Like, this
she
is unbelievable. He beat the dog shit out you like that.
Look, it's not funny, but it is funny because what we heard about it, everybody was like, she had to mess with the band.
Nobody was
so
like, it's sad because nobody was like, oh, Chris Brown is just so wrong. Nobody I knew was like, even though we don't condone and domestic violence, either way it is, you keep your hands to yourself, you know. But everybody I knew was just like, what did she do? He bit your whole finger. You had to be enticing that man. What did you do? She had to do something. But that's not the topic, but... Oh, snap, hold on.
Yeah, Houston, see, can y'all tell? Or no?
Yeah, I'm like real sexy. Y'all got to bear with me. I'm trying, though. I'm doing really good, because I'm telling y'all all day, every other word is cough. Like, the coughing has become my vocabulary, like, for real. My throat is so, my cough's so bad, I just want to unzip my body and step up out of it. It's just so serious. So I just can't
be
like.
Right along. I don't have time.
Yeah. But I'm serious. But anywho, my whole take on the whole thing is, I agree with Angela. You cannot look at a picture and be like, oh, I want that life. You can look at the picture all you want, say you want that bag, you want that shirt, you want that hair, you want something. you don't want that life because you don't know who's getting their ass with behind the picture. There was a picture on Facebook, and it was showing a woman and man, well, husband and wife, they had just gotten married, and they was looking all happy, you know, smiling. And on the back of the picture, they were showing him bending her arm back. Or her wrist back or whatever.
Oh, I remember seeing
that. Mm-hmm. That's just a perfect example that you can't look at somebody's, my throat is so sore. You can't look at somebody's picture or even listen to what they're saying and be like, oh, I want their life. Because, man, boy, don't people lie. People be lying like I'm too small. Like, what's name? No offense, you know. And this is just another example. How they were saying, what's up her name? Man, Pitts was beating Michelle, K. Michelle up. And.
Oh, yeah.
This might not be true, but this is my research, y'all. The internet. Everybody was saying that Man, Pitts was also beating Latoya up, and then Dwayne had to hire a bodyguard to live in a house, and whoop, whoop, whoop. So, there was a picture going around, and it was showing, they were saying that he beat Latoya up to where she had a miscarriage. And there was a picture going around, she has like this orange type of dress, looks like a beach dress, and she has her hands on her stomach, as if to say, like, oh, I'm pregnant, like, look at my baby. In her hand, there's a ring. Is the same ring that she has from Miss Hicks. And instead of her saying, oh, I was just showing my fat stomach, like, oh, I need to work out, she said, that wasn't me now. That was when I was pregnant with Regina. We all know when you was pregnant with Regina, you was 2 years
you
old.
You was 5 years old.
So, yeah, right. And that ring is the same ring that you have on your finger to this day. So if you add up all this, yeah, the media senders and the third, then you have these pictures, and then your comment to it, it just seems like, okay, maybe he did beat the baby out of you. So in all, maybe he did beat K. Michelle's ass. But you look at Latoya's pictures, and like they just the happiest couple in America.
Yeah.
And just because she's filming her family, he didn't want a divorce, and he ran. You mean to tell me you want a divorce from your wife just because she going to film her family? Maybe it's more to that story. I need you to tell the truth. That's too mediocre to say I want a divorce. You gonna send your family, you gonna make some money. Deuces. He wants a divorce. He don't want to work on it just because she's filming her family. Because those beautiful pictures, they got some nice pictures. That's just some bull. Don't believe the hype. Y'all, you want your man fight like cats and dogs? Y'all punch holes in the wall? Love your relationship because the next person, just because they smile and they walls is all looks nice in the background, zoom up on the wall. They might have patched some holes up too. You don't feel like
I'm seeing somebody zooming on the wall. But no, that's real life because it's like in the social media, having social media now, it makes it a whole lot easier and more people are vulnerable to wanting the life that other people have. Not even relationships, life in general. Like they can see that this person got like a foreign vehicle and they got a nice house or they got designer bags, and it's just like, oh, she's so, you know, like, they just immediately want that person's life, but you don't know that she's sleeping with every nigga in their daddy to get a bag or get some shoes, or she ain't even got a home of her own. She's sleeping on somebody's couch, or she got some kids that she ain't taking care of. I mean, I have seen this shit, yo. Like,
you sound like you talking about somebody, but I ain't going to say nothing.
But, like, I see this shit happen in real life. I know a lot of kids, people love them on the internet. Like, they have awesome fucking lives to the people on the internet.
Yeah.
And you see them in real life, they could not afford a goddamn box of chicken on Tuesday from Popeye's for themselves.
But a 99 cents. That 99 pennies. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that social media. Huh?
Did you have to sing that like that?
I'm serious about what I'm saying, you know? That social media is so thetruth.com. I was, you know, be scrolling through people's social media, their pictures. It's like, oh, you're living it up. Livingitup.com. You got all the, I'm going to need you to have all the expensive stuff. I'm going to need you to eat the best food. Because when they catch your ass with all that check and credit card fraud, your ass is going to be eating that slop in that jailhouse. So you better live those moments, baby.
I feel like you're talking about somebody. I'm just saying. And I'm laughing because, y'all, like, in real life, we know these people. And this shit is really sad that people are risking their freedom, their lives, their safety, you know, their family, every day in and out so they have some dope shit to post on social media. The thing is, like, y'all going out y'all way to impress people who don't even give a fuck about you. How does that make sense? Like, you going broke to impress somebody who broker than you, who don't even, who you claim that you don't even like. So why even waste your time going, risking your freedom about shit like that? Like, I just don't understand that. I just don't.
But,
I really want to. But
you say who broker than you. In actuality, that person might not even be broker than you. Because your savings compared to their savings, because you big one to be balling, you spend every dime you got. They might got some savings over there.
every penny that come in.
You spend every penny. Then when the laws come get you, you can't even get a bond or a lawyer. Y'all better stop looking at them pictures. I'm chilling over here. I go to Forever 21 in a minute. I don't care. I don't give no children raw. Here I come. I even go to Burlington and they got some nice shit. I don't give a damn. Ain't taking no chances. But yeah. I had to tell one of my friends that, with my marriage, y'all know, it's real crazy. But anyway, she was saying, like, she think me and my dude, we 100. We got each other back. Like, she wants that. I'm like, but nah, y'all want this?
Girl?
I love them to death. Love them dirty draws, baby, because they some But but yeah, you can't be idolizing people like this, because baby, you don't know the hell that I be going through. Jesus, only Lord knows, and Angela knows too. Goddamn it, but I'm thinking my shit good. We got each other back. We might be to stab each other a couple times before we get it, but you know we got.
Oh Lord, please don't stab nobody.
When that Desiree said. Do you always love your husband? Hell no. You always love your man, girl. Bye, Felicia.
Hell no.
But that's just sweet little soul. She love her man 24/7. They boom. I'm like, I didn't like you today. Y'all all know I wake up in the morning and be like, damn, I don't like you. Maybe tomorrow. But I don't Them pictures? Then you look at them pictures, too. Some people that might not even look happy in the pictures might not be sitting next to each other, and their relationships be better than the ones that's all up on each other in the pictures.
True.
Yeah, I gotta think about that now.
True. I think people, you barely see them even post a picture of their significant other who have some of the happiest relationships. But then people say, like, your relationship is better when you keep it off of social media. So does that mean, like, the
that
people who
really
on
tell
social media?
Because you know what I think
like,
about it?
We trying to prove a point when we post these pictures or what?
I think so. Like with Jackie and Merle from high school, I barely ever see, and I'm on my old Facebook, I was their friends on Facebook. I barely see like millions of pictures of them. But them niggas been together since high school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not saying it's perfect, but look how long they've been together. You don't see a bunch of pictures. You don't see a bunch of they business on social media. Shout out to y'all. That's cute to y'all. Whatever y'all been going through. I salute you, nigga. Y'all been together for a long time. That's cute.
A long time. I've had several boyfriends since high school.
Oh, damn. Don't do that. Don't make me laugh in a cup.
I'm just saying. I got issues. I gotta go cough. Like, she ain't been coughing for the past 30 minutes. What the fuck?
Fuck you.
That's not. I like how she can barely breathe because she got a cough, but she has enough air. It's like, fuck you.
I did.
That's not right. That is not right. Anywho, to continue with our topic.
Yeah.
But seriously, guys, y'all can't want what the next person has because you don't know what they had to go through to get it. You don't know if it's worth having. You don't understand what it takes to keep it, if it is all positive. I mean, you just never know. I'm not saying everybody who's doing good, it came from them doing bad or it come along with some other type of stipulations, but didn't shit just fall out the sky? It took some hard work somewhere. It took some saving somewhere. It took some shit somewhere.
Took some smiling when you really wanted to cry. Who knows? She might have been crying before that picture. He might have been crying before that picture. Y'all better stop looking at them damn pictures. Never checking details. I've been looking. Her eyes show his pussy. Mm-hmm. He got a scratch on his face. Mm-hmm.
You want everybody to be getting oriented. Beat. Why do you want everybody to be getting beat? Why?
I don't. What you mean? When I said that, who else you getting beat?
The way you're talking about
who you getting beat? Huh?
I'm laughing at you talking about looking at details.
You do got to look at details for real. People be so happy in them pictures. Only in them pictures. As soon as after that snap, you done. Okay, get away from me, nigga. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Mm-hmm. And there's some people pictures. I mean, they pictures do be the truth. But it'll be after so much shit and chaos and tears and fighting and fussing and cheating and all the outside kids and all. So there'll be some shit people be going through now. And then there is some people that just so happen to have it easy. And it is what the picture look like. But 9 times out of 10, it ain't shit. TMZ, gossip, what is it, Ball Alert, all them people today show us right there that the pictures say some bull.
Yeah,
and the pictures these faces, girls be going to get their bodies. Yeah, pictures are going to get, if you check, and matter of fact, let's see some pictures with no filter. You'll see a whole bunch of shit, some rolls, some everything.
It really interests me how much, like, editing for some people a picture before they post it, like, some people put in a great deal of work prior to posting a picture. I mean, so everybody could really be fine and coked out of shape if y'all truly wanted to. And, you know, like, you want that life of being, like, known by everybody, but now you walk around with this booty inflation and you got heart problems because you got fake shit in your ass that's in your bloodstream and you about to pass out any fucking minute. But, hey, you got followers, though.
Yeah, but you know, I was at a wedding this past weekend, and this girl, I've been on her since I was like 10. She's a very pretty girl. We took a picture, her husband took a picture of us, and she was like, I'm going to send you a picture, but first I got to fix the lighting and everything. You know, let me fix the picture. Fix the lighting? I was like, you can do all that. Really? People be going hard on their pictures. I ain't got time for that. I barely got pictures in my phone. And people be like, let me see your baby. Yeah, my baby be 9 months on them pictures. I was like, oh, I need to get my life. He finna be 2 in June.
I'm glad you know.
That's how
I really need to get your life. You got a newborn in her picture and shit.
Okay. Tama, that was a year ago, but you know.
He look about the same.
But I'm a man. Right, he just look taller. Like, oh, he's so cute in the picture. Yeah, the picture, that picture lies. That's a bad motherfucker there.
That's hilarious. So we're going to
hope
that,
so, y'all.
Go ahead.
I want to chime in because y'all got a really good topic going, and I just listened. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate with it because I saw something y'all kind of gave me. You know, to kind of go from a different angle. Okay, and y'all kind of said it a little bit. See, the pictures you can believe that you can say, oh, okay, man, I like that, the ones that were as candid, and they don't know that a picture's being taken of them. If it's showing good chemistry and they don't know that a picture's being taken of them, then it's a lot more believable. Like you said, I can't stand the people that is too rehearsed. It's like, okay, we got to make this cute picture. And like y'all said, I agree with what y'all were talking about as far as the people who put a picture up every day on Instagram about them, me and my boo finna go eat. Me and my boo, you know what it says.
That's
because
they ain't never had no boo.
Right.
You
just in relationship phase, and then they wonder why, you know, it's like counting with the phrase I always say, counting chickens before they hatch. That's exactly what the problem is, and people know me. I'm a big advocate of if you're not at a certain point in your relationship, stop talking about it so much on Facebook. Like, people be just getting in a relationship 2 days ago and be, oh, me and my boo, we love each other so much. Y'all love each other so much? Maybe you was friends or something before, but come on, man. Y'all just got in a relationship 2 days ago. How are y'all so in love and all that, and everybody be sitting there, I want a relationship like that, or you were talking, like, y'all talk about the allies and pictures. Someone's relationship based on a picture. I'm going to take this even further. Some of those pictures, like, not even celebrity ones, you know, like those generic ones that always got some little cute phrase on it. And it'd be like, come on, man, like, this is a fake picture. It's like, these are models together, putting a picture together like that. That was like a stock photo. And then y'all decided to put a cute phrase on it and try to act like that's what it's all about. No. Quit. And that's where they mess up at more. It's less about the celebrities and more about these fake memes with these stock photos, thinking that that's how every relationship is. I'm like, come on, man. Stop talking. The worst thing y'all do, as far as this, stop talking about your stuff, giving a play-by-play. We don't even know he ain't come home last night. I'm mad now. Like, shut up. Like, you feel, because when you do that, you giving people ammunition to be able to come ruin it. That's what they don't understand. I tell the same people all the time that I always want to ask me for advice in my inbox. I'm like, you part of the problem. Like, if you continue to spread all this stuff and I was talking about what negative stuff is going on, or even talk about the good stuff that's going on, people going to envy it, or they going to see how they can take your position because you're complaining so much. And like, oh, I can do better than her. Or it's going to be some guy going to try to come from the girl because she always whining about him. And so and you wonder why you got dudes in your inbox. That's why you got inbox problems, people, because y'all telling, quit giving people the play-by-play and the perfect plan of how to come ruin your relationship. Like, people are saying that social media ruins relationships. It's not that. It's like they're arguing about guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Facebook don't ruin relationships. It's the people that's ruining relationships. So stop telling all your business. Stop, you know, if something goes hard or something goes rough, call one of your friends. Stop asking everybody on Facebook for advice, because you'll get people that don't have your best interest at heart that's going to say something that is not good advice.
Yeah.
That's my little thing.
I don't know who the hell you following, but they done got under your damn skin. You sick of this shit.
Man.
No.
Especially in the world of Instagram now. you know, this topic is very prevalent because Instagram is all about pictures. So
I see
all the time. It's just Houston's married, and you don't see her posting pictures all the time. You know, she's married. So my whole thing is this, if you just in a relationship, y'all just got in a relationship 2 days ago, slow it down a little bit. Because I think sometimes some of these people, they put their stuff up there to convince themselves. They need validation. Stop worrying about validation from social media. I think you can ask a flip question about it instead of just saying people are all out in someone's relationship based on a picture, or the people who's in the relationship who's in the picture idolizing the validation. They validating us. Oh, they people want to be like us. And stop saying that and stop saying power couple. I cannot stand the phrase power couple because it's so misused. It does.
And you're not Jay Z and Beyonce. You are not a power couple. Shut the hell up.
Hey, all I gotta say is
Kanye and Kim are not power couples. Let's sit y'all ass down.
The only time you get something remotely, y'all spend time with each other for more than 2 hours is on Valentine's Day. You're not a power couple. It's like the same routine instead of switching up a little bit. You're not a power couple. If you can't keep your lights on, you're not a power couple. I go on and on about this all day, but I'm not gonna do it because some people's feelings might start getting hurt. But
hey, have y'all seen that meme that says a drug dealer and a CNA is not a power couple? That shit was so
fucking
funny.
I haven't
seen it, so.
Mm-mm.
Lord have mercy.
No, did y'all see this phrase like last week, like being real prevalent? I couldn't wait to ask y'all that because, of course, y'all watch Empire, so y'all can connect with this phrase. Did y'all keep seeing this last week? Or like for the past couple of weeks, people keep saying this about Empire by Empire or whatever. While y'all watching Empire, I'm over here trying to build an empire. I'm
you
like, if I hear that phrase,
it's Lord,
more
time.
It's
like, it's a broken
folks
and shit. You ain't got no empire.
Sit down some fucking
world.
Sit your ass down. You barely had an apartment.
Okay. You live.
Right.
Your
come
ass
on,
live
man.
In a mint. You do not have an empire. Go sit down.
You still, man, you still in the studio. It be some of these people that say that they be in the studio making tracks and they tracks ain't even higher than Drip Drop. So
no.
That should tell you something.
No.
When Drip Drop is better than your song,
about,
you suck.
People that get on my nerves talking about I don't watch Empire. Look here, it's celebrities that sitting down watching Empire. Them motherfuckers so goddamn busy, they can sit down and watch Empire. Your ratchet ass can too. You is not working that hard. Get your whole fucking life. Stop gonna act like you own like that. I ain't got time to watch
that. Two things that bug me about people that tell me they don't watch Empire. One of the big things is coonery. Wait, so aren't you the same person that watch Love and Hip Hop every week? Like, see, I can't rock with people that say that kind of stuff because you watching a quote-unquote reality show that ain't reality to begin with, but then somebody has a scripted drama and you got a problem with it? That makes no freaking sense. So little scrap in that main cooling.
If you saying you're too busy to sit down and watch Empire for an hour, I feel like you either hating hard that motherfucker or your ass is half bathing and half brushing your teeth, but you ain't got an hour to spend your day. I need you to sit down and shut the fuck up because you just really hate me.
Hey,
mad.
On the man that
mug. You're really mad.
Come on, man. That and,
this shit is annoying. I ain't got Empire. I ain't got time for that. What the fucking life you
do? Right. I got bad things
to
do.
You missing out, bitch. What about that?
Like they want to hate on, they want to, or what annoys me is, okay, so they either A, watching these fake behind reality shows, but then got a problem with Empire. Somebody is Cooney, or are they doing this? Or you watch a white show, like, I cannot stand black people do this. So you watch a white show that has a lot of drama and people getting killed and all this going on, and all of a sudden, oh, this is the hottest show. I got to watch this next week. But it's a problem with Empire? Like, come on, y'all got to make sure the argument add up. And I think some people are too afraid that Empire is actually closer to reality than watching some of these reality shows.
It's nothing about being afraid about a damn thing. You have some people that want to sound cool because everybody else is watching Empire. They feel like, let me be hardball and say, I'm not watching so I can be cool because I'm not watching. It's like, what's so good about me that I'm not watching? No, bitch, you're just missing out. Empire is good. Have several seats and shut up. And then 50 Cent with this whole Empire jacking off power. Those are two different shows. They're not bothering. The person that wrote the storyline for Empire is from Houston. 50 Cent, sit down, have several seats. I love your show too. But they are not bopping off each other. You need to just get your life, okay?
Have you ever thought that? Because
I think 50 Cent is just making like a, you know, 50 Cent does that whole let me pick a fight or let me cause some friction to promote his things. Like, that's what he does. That's how
he promotes. I was getting ready to say that, Andrew.
And I feel like that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he even thinks it's a problem. I just think he's using it as a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think just that for his show. I think, because, like, even with him and Kanye, you saw how they would constantly go at it and they would always be competing. I think it's more so because, I mean, look at it. The shows don't come on at the same time. Empire's off and Power's getting ready to premiere. And Power
and
comes
Power
on a different day anyway.
Power wasn't supposed to come on until September because 50 Cent was so damn busy. But all of a sudden, since Empire jumping, he wanted to move the shit up to June 6th. But I'm cool. Thank you because I got something to watch now. You know, because I like the show. But still, like, everybody needs to stop all this hating and shit. Like, sit down. Can we all get along? All these black people.
Right.
Money.
Can we be glad we got multiple black shows to watch?
Man. Yeah. Like, that's
BET, man.
Like, niggas will stop hating.
Got so limited on TV shows. I'm for black
BET
television. I'm like,
I don't even watch BET.
How y'all black entertainment television and y'all the worst for black entertainment? Like, it's annoying.
BET went down ever since the man sold that damn thing to the lady.
Yeah. Or to Viacom. I mean, she's president, but it was sold to Viacom. So, and that pisses me off all the time because Viacom, you know, they own Nickelodeon, MTV, VH1, all that stuff. So, they make sure that, you know, all the other channels get all the stuff going on, and then they're like, all right, let's just slide this over to BET. First of all, why is MTV even still called MTV anymore?
Yeah,
it's not,
I don't know.
Television.
But all I can say is, niggas,
very little
let's
music.
Get it together. Let's not idolize and want other people's lives. You can want that money because we all want money. But when you see a picture, don't feel like, oh, I want to have that, you know, that life because it's not always great.
Right.
Be thankful for what you have, you know, even though you might be going through hell. Sometimes I have to tell myself the same thing. You might be going through hell, but somebody's hell may be a whole lot worse than yours and a whole lot hotter. So just chill. Be easy. Stand for us. And keep it moving. Y'all follow me on Instagram, Houston_Riri, RIRI. Hit me up on Facebook. That's also, I think, Houston_Riri, or just HoustonRiri. Thank y'all for listening. I love you, people. Angela?
Just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. And I am Model Angela for all of them. So, see you guys next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.
All right, y'all. See ya.